You got the touch. I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 29. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as always is...
TFG and Mike, hello.
Howdy.
How are you?
Tired?
Yeah, me too. I still haven't gone to sleep yet.
Wow, you're dumb.
Well, I've been flipping between Without a Trace, Cold Case, and Law and Order on USA, so... Figured what the hell, at the time it was already 4 o'clock. I'm like, screw it, I might as well lay here and watch this and wait until 5 o'clock because I knew you're gonna be online. So
yeah,
because I knew after I sent you those files earlier before you went to bed after you got off work last night or this morning or whenever the hell it was. I knew. I was like, oh, shit. Well, if I go to sleep now, I ain't waking up at 5 o'clock. Plus, the other thing is, for some odd reason, and I know I've talked about this before, but I am definitely going to be complaining about this to my boss, also to have her complain to the apartment management people here. The maintenance guy took it upon himself one time when summer first started. He took it upon himself once one of the air conditioners got overloaded or overblown or overused to... lock out all the systems where they will not, the thermostats in the apartments will not go below 70 degrees. I'm sorry. It's hot as hell in here. The air conditioning...
Well, I don't doubt that.
The central air conditioning is not venting right, and I've got it, like, all the way down, like, almost, most thermostats don't go below 50, but I've got it, like, right at 50, and it still stays in between 70 and 80. And it's like, you know, during the day here, it's like 80, 90, almost 100 degrees, just depending. And, you know, once August hits, fuck that, forget that, you know. Yeah, something's got to be done.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
And, I mean, it's not like I have it on all the time. I usually leave it on fan or I will turn it off. But it has to be at least, I have to have it at least between 66 and 68 degrees in here. When it's 100 and something degrees outside. Son of a bitch. So what's been going on with you, other than the fact you're tired?
Not much. Just mostly, doing the, DVD reviews and, just edited 3 podcast episodes last night. Can't really think of much else besides that I'm finally getting this review done.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I, you know, we had, what, ToonCast and 2 ToyCast released today, which, you know, ToonCast wasn't supposed to be out till tomorrow, but hey, whatever. It's fine. It's no big deal. Day early is not bad. Better than 2 weeks late. I actually haven't recorded an ATTF in God knows how long. 28 was like maybe 3.5 weeks ago, I think. Something like that.
It seems something like that.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've recorded an ATTF. You know, I would say partly because the movie's already out, it's already broken all kinds of records, and majority of the news is toy news. We don't really... And the majority of
that would pretty much...
Oh, go ahead. No.
I was going to say, that pretty much explains it right there, though.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's out. You know, it's not like there's any, like, real hype we can already give it that it hasn't already gotten. regardless of all the, you know, idiot critics that said it was going to bomb, you know, I've already had, you know, you and I have had a discussion on the movie, and I had a discussion with a couple of my other ToyCast buddies on it, and I think we've kind of killed it to get to death. I'm trying to think, what else could we talk about? I don't know. I guess we can pimp Shout Factory again for sending us Transformers and G.I. Joe stuff.
Yes, which is very appreciated. I'm actually, like I said, finishing up the review right now.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're going to say yes, you got to do it right, like this.
Yes.
Wow. No, wait. All right, I'm going to hit play in, like, 3, 2, 1. I want you to say it as just as he's saying, because I want to see how similar it is. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of, wow, it's almost spot on. That's holy crap. That was a yes from the, I believe it was the second episode of Beastman, or not second episode, it's second to last, it's Endgame Part 2. Yeah, I was watching that for comparison, because I am going to be comparing the Endgame three-parter to the Rebirth three-parter when we do TFG1 episode 24, because I truly think that they are extremely similar in the simple fact that in Rebirth, they use the excess solar energy to, you know, re-energize Cybertron, and then at the end of Beast Machines, they reformat the planet. And it's basically the same type of thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I also, so far I've gotten that one from Megatron, I've got this from Cheetor.
Big Pot?
Fuck.
Big Pot?
Yeah, that's not working. I'm gonna have to figure that out. I don't know why that's working. Hopefully the rat trap stuff will come out. It was working earlier.
Plus monkey.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna start doing getting some audio some more audio for Beast Machines. Kind of be like an updated thing. Even though a lot of the G1 stuff is what I'll end up using as far as like other just general Transformers podcasts that we do. I'm trying to think. What else can we talk about, Steve? I don't want this to be like one of those episodes where you just drone on and on. Like, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. What do you want to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Okay. Well, let's jump into the news real quick. Get that knocked out of the way. Says Revenge of the Fallen, according to BoxOfficeMojo.com, has made over $760 million.
More than the first movie.
Worldwide. Yes. Overall for the year,
I don't think there's going to be anything else that comes
number one
this
movie
year that's going to be
for the year so far.
No, sorry. Wrong.
Harry Potter could beat it. Well, it's been out since the 15th, and it's already...
Okay, let's get out the scale.
Yeah, 171
Let's get out the scale. 171 million to 760 US. Million. Yeah, I don't think so. Harry Plopper is dying over here because of Transformers.
Well, seeing up is the number two
I think it's
year,
going to end up between Transformers and Star Trek.
Yeah, I think it'll beat up.
I don't think anything is going to beat Transformers this year.
I don't think it'll beat Transformers.
Oh, yes. It deserves an Academy Award.
Which would be epically
which
awesome.
I know that'll never happen. The whole thing. Best Picture.
Part of it.
Which I know that'll never happen, but I mean, short of that, you know, sound effects, special effects, visual effects, whatever. You know, do I think anything would any of the actors get best actor or actress nods? No, but no, not at all. Definitely not.
Eh, you know, probably not.
See, I wish they had voice actor awards. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see that happen, sucks. But I sincerely doubt that we'll ever see that.
Yes, can only dream.
Sucks, but it'll never happen.
You know, if this was a Marvel year, I would say that some of the Marvel movies that Marvel has in production now that are slated to come out next year would give Transformers a run for its money, but there's nothing else that's going to give this film a run for its money. Not like, you know, super-duper summer blockbuster. Star Trek, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about Star Trek. I loved watching it, you know, but, you know, Transformers is number one for me. G.I. Joe is just going to fucking bomb. I'm sorry.
Well, it'll bomb. I'm not denying that. But
I've
seen
the
trailer
like three times in the past 36 hours on TV.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying the trailer doesn't show shit. Like, honestly, it does not show anything.
No, not at all.
But it's not going to be the best movie.
Why the hell is there a Kid Rock song in the fucking trailer? I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. So, is there any other news that we're going to talk about?
Don't mind me. I'm both doing the review post and this. So, says Transformers and G.I. Joe helps to boost Hasbro's second quarter profits, which is like saying, no shit, Sherlock. And they're saying it'll continue through 2010 and beyond. No shit again. Extremely strong sales of Shout Factory's G1 series, 100,000 units.
Now, is that
sold
the season one set, or is that the
complete
series?
Exceptional.
Oh, okay. I would like to put this out there now. If anyone wants to buy that set for me before Comic-Con, I will pay you the money back August 1st. It's only $148.40 for U.S. residents to purchase it. But I'm pretty much guaranteeing myself after Comic-Con is next weekend, or like not this weekend, but the weekend after, I'm pretty much guaranteeing it's going to sell out. And I probably won't be able to get my hands on a copy without paying $1,000. And I'm sorry, I'm not paying $1,000 for it. Well, somebody pointed out to me.
No, I wouldn't expect to pay that much either.
In between discussions of ToyCast episode 8 earlier this last night, that once that thing hits Comic-Con, it's gonna sell out like hotcakes. So. Make more. Yeah.
And then you know what they'll have to do? Re-release?
No.
The
we're not doing
two.
No fucking Cybercube.
The Cybercube.
No. Now, it...
Why not?
Yeah. If,
I like the Cybercube.
Yeah.
Joking.
What kind of Transformers fan are
joking.
You, bastard?
That was blasphemy.
I just had an awesome, awesome thought. If Shout Factory ever got the rights to release Beast Wars as a complete series... Wait. Have the...
Now, see, I've been thinking
okay,
that
we got
too.
The Matrix set, and it the sides open up and the top opens up, kind of like the Matrix is supposed to. No. The Beast Wars set should be the golden discs. Or the golden disc itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should make all the discs golden with different hieroglyphic symbols on it.
That's interesting.
And then the outside should be a stasis pod.
The stasis pod?
That's one toy that I wish they would have made. Yeah. I mean, because if you think about it, like, yeah, I'd like to see the bridge, too.
Oh, but yeah.
How cool would it be to have a stasis pod to throw your figure in? I've always wanted one of those.
So,
although
again,
made it.
Not to really pander people, but if someone wants to buy me the Matrix of Leadership Edition set, send me an email at tfgunpodcast@gmail.com.
And yes, the Shout Factory set is pretty cool. On the item itself. So, yeah. I'll have my official review online after I get done sorting through the
text. Yeah, run spell check, folks.
Well, because it appears that I apparently...
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, it's not spell check. It's I have two different copies of the file.
Oh,
and one's
okay.
Got one set of writing, and then, like, one's complete,
yeah,
and one's almost there.
Kevin, my ToonCast co-host, said that, because he actually has both sets now, the Matrix set and the G.I. Joe Footlocker set. He said that Footlocker set is amazing. He said it's... Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what he said. He sent me a message on... on Skype. I haven't been able to sit there and actually, you know, sit down and instead of analyzing the first season,
watch
it that way.
Yeah, well, no, he's
been able to
when he was talking about to me was the
point.
I think it's in ToonCast episode 8, which just released today. I believe he was talking about the actual box itself for the G.I. Joe Complete Series. It is, I believe he told me it was a metal casing. It's just like a Foot Locker that you would find in the Army. And it's very, he said, it's very durable. It's really, really awesome. So that's nice that Shout Factory is going to all this, you know, really intricate detail for these sets. Yes.
Yes. Hopefully this shows up right. But yeah, it's really cool to have them do that.
Yeah.
I wish that they would do a re-release of Beast Wars. Even though I purchased them before, it would be nice to have a redoing on it. Just, I don't know, just maybe get more special features, considering all this had was a couple animation movement things, and it had a missing 30-second clip from the end of Nemesis, where Megatron gets the original Megatron spark yanked out of him by Primal. It's like a rear clip. It was taken from the internet, there's no better quality one, and then they have a breakdown, like, pre-production of Nemesis Part 2.
Yeah.
Before, like, all the animation's
done
all the way.
If they did re-release it, I would like to see...
Sound and everything else.
I don't know if this would be possible, but I would like to see the Theft of the Golden Disc thing on a complete series of Beast Wars. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely love to see that on there, considering that has made itself into canon. I would like to see that in there. As well as, like, a miniature version of that prequel comic. Because it shows from where the Golden Disc theft video ends. To
my only complaint about the theft of the Golden Disc video
is the gap
Optimus
the
is nowhere in it. Oh, okay.
Well, it was supposed to be just the Predacons. See, even, like, they didn't have voices for Dinobot, Waspinator, Pterosaur, none of them. It just had, like, some nameless characters for the most part, and Cryotech, the, mentor to Megatron, whom Megatron betrayed, which was awesome. And it had David Cage voicing Megatron once more.
The... Now, see, this is what Michael Bay or Alex Kurtzman or Robert Orsi, this is what they should have done. They should have looked at the Theft of the Golden Disk video. They should have based movie Megatron off of Beast Wars Megatron as far as his character. You know, as that still pisses me off the way that Megatron's characterized in Revenge of the Fallen of just being... Yeah.
Megatron's a bitch in the second movie.
No.
He was a badass in the first movie. Everybody was scared of him. Second movie, nobody's scared of him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Just to find out that the first Decepticon's a fallen Autobot.
Do we have anything... What?
Satan himself in transformer form.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
You can get the Transformer Generation 1 Season 1 point, or yeah, not 1.1, Season 1 on iTunes, or you can get it in the stores.
Yep.
You can also get G.I. Joe Season 1.1 out in stores now. Generally, both range from anywhere from $17.99 on sale to $29.99 regular. And both have plenty of special features. If you're one of those people like me that can't afford to buy the entire set at one time and have to buy them all separately, you'll pretty much still get the same content as well as special features and everything else, although you won't have the entire Foot Locker or Matrix of Leadership set with the special boxes. I mean, you'll still have the regular standard stuff, and you'll probably save about $40 in the long run.
I don't know
if you can catch them all on sale.
I can't speak for the G.I. Joe.
You'll be waiting
set
a while
because I don't know, but I know for a fact that the Transformers sets, the individual sets, the special features that are on the individual sets are not on the on the complete series. Because I know for a fact it did not list, they might be, I don't know, it says and more on TransformersCollectorSet.com, but I don't think that anybody has told me that the Triple Changer set, feature from comic to cartoon, to, or from toy to comic to cartoon, whatever the hell it is, I don't think that's on there, but I can't be for certain. I'd have to get a set myself to find out. Yeah. Yeah, I'll ask Kevin next time I talk to him.
Well,
yeah,
we'll have to ask someone who does for the time being, possibly Kevin. And, also another question I have that you'll have to pass to Kevin is if they have the 1990s
No, I think this
G.I.
is just
Joe,
the Sunbow series.
Where it went from Sunbow to Deep.
I think this is
Deep.
Just the complete 80s series. You can...
Well, because this goes from 89 to 90. It only lasted, I think, two seasons.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I could ask him, but I thought it was just the Sunbow series. G.I. Joe. Because I'm working on something over there.
But, yeah, for the most part, that's pretty much it for all things Transformers. I just wanted to do a quick update episode. There will be another episode of... actually, it will be the first episode of Cobra Cast that I'll be producing. And it'll have the audio review of the DVD set sent by Shout Factory. I will also start Cobra Cast, even if there's a small gap between episodes.
Yeah.
Really
quick, I pulled up G.I. Joe Collector Set.com. It says the complete collector set, the original 1980s class, available for the first time as a complete series, limited edition Foot Locker. 95 episodes, 17 DVDs. So 95 episodes was the Sunbow series 95 episodes, or was it 95 episodes in total between the two? Okay, I will look it up on IMDb.
I'm not actually sure.
Do the closing if you want.
Okay, well, as always, you can email us at podcast@predaconempire.com to submit questions or comments. You can also do so at the predaconempire.com forums, Cafe Spark. You can find any of the podcast discussion forums. It'll be Geekcast Radio under the Cafe Spark as well. Or you can go to geekcastradio.com to comment on these same episodes that will be present on both sites, as well as our other shows that are listed on there.
Yes.
And you can find us on Twitter.
Mine is TFG1 Podcast.
Various names.
I was kind of waiting. I didn't think you were going to do this, but I was kind of waiting for you to create an ATTF Twitter. I didn't know if you wanted to do one or not. I have pretty much created Twitters for all of the other shows. We have GCRN Tooncast, GCRN MWire, TF Toycast is on Twitter, Beast Unleashed is on Twitter, and you did Geekcast Radio, which is the main posting for the network stuff. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No big deal.
I may create one for.
So I have been TFG1 Mike with saying the immortal words of Optimus Prime.
Autobots, transform and roll out.
And in the cycle words of Beast Wars Megatron, Beast Machines Megatron.
Yes.
And thank you for listening.
Survive till all I want. to fight in disguise. Transform.